Unit 4. Technology Today and Tomorrow. Chapter 8. A Blind Man Sees Again. Page 123.
When Larry Hester was a young man, he started to have a problem with his eyes. He went to see many doctors. The doctors told him that he had a serious eye disease. The part of his eyes that sees light, the retina, was very weak. The doctors could not help Larry. His retina slowly became weaker. Eventually, Larry became blind. Although he lived in darkness for a very long time, Larry's life didn't stop. He used his memory to help him get around at home and at work, but it was not easy. Now, after 30 years, Larry can see again. How did this happen? One day, Jenny, Larry's wife, read a story about a new device that might help her husband. Researchers at the Duke Eye Center in North Carolina developed a bionic or robotic eye. This device is a replacement for the retina, the part of the eye that responds to light. The weakness of the retina in Larry's eyes caused his blindness. The Hesters met with Dr. Paul Hahn, an eye surgeon from the Duke Eye Center. He believed that he could help Larry. Dr. Hahn placed one of these devices in each of Larry's eyes. Then Dr. Hahn gave Larry a special pair of glasses. The glasses are connected to the device. At that moment, Larry saw light for the first time in 30 years. Larry took a deep breath. He was unable to describe his feelings, but he was very excited. Larry is not the first person to receive this special device. There are other people who are blind for the same reason as Larry. But even with the device, these people cannot see objects clearly. The bionic eye is very simple. Larry's special glasses contain a tiny camera. The bionic eye picks up light signals from the camera. Larry, and others who have the same device, can only see light and shapes. However, this is amazing to people who could only see darkness. Perhaps in the future, the technology will improve even more. Then people like Larry will be able to see much more. For Larry and other people like him, that will truly be an amazing day.